Hello and welcome to the Pod People.
Hello.
This is episode 31, the Maltese Falcon from 1941.
That's yes. Correct.
Right. Not to be confused with the original version.
From 1931.
31. Oh my.
All right. So considering we are half awake on this show, I will be driving the car.
Late night edition.
Right.
Yeah. You get Zach for the late night. Right.
So if you don't like that, I get it. We got other episodes, right?
At least 30 from our count. Right.
We got a lot of good ones.
Yeah.
So, fun facts. This was released October 18th, 1941. Budget of $375,000. Yeah. Gross was $18,180 in the U.S. And then worldwide, $34,691.
You know, I bought tickets to go see it, but then before I could go, the Germans invaded Paris.
It happens.
That's too bad. At least you got to watch it now, today.
That's right.
In its entirety.
So our director for this is John Huston. It appears this was his first feature-length film, so that's fun. Mm. Then he worked on other Humphrey Bogart pictures in The Treasure of Sierra Madre and The African Queen.
Good movies.
And then other fun fact, just this one was for me. He directed the original Casino Royale, so that's fun.
Hmm.
Yeah, so if you're James Bond guys, that's pretty neat.
Interesting, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got notable actors in this one.
Yeah, Humphrey Bogart.
Himself.
And some other fucking people.
Yeah, Peter Lorre.
Peter sure. Lorre, yeah.
That's a name.
Yeah.
Yeah, often the oft-parodied Peter Lorre.
Right. He's also in Casablanca, right?
Yeah, he's in Casablanca. He's also he was the murderer in that German film M. M's about some dude going around killing kids. So turns out he's the guy.
So of course you watched it. Taking notes.
Oh, no. Oh dear.
Yeah, to protect my community from
That's
child
right.
murderers.
Exactly.
Yeah,
yeah,
as you do.
Know. Yeah. All right. So we're gonna do our best here. Everybody got confused. So this should be fun. All right.
I got my notes.
Sure.
So, I have a note.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Oh, I thought you had like a before we started note.
No, I took a single note. Let's see what it says.
Don't fall asleep.
Archer shot woman. Solid work.
And there you go, and that was Casablanca. Oh, no, sorry, wrong movie.
The wrong movie.
Maybe I'm the tired one.
I guess, man.
Well, so, to start it, right, they do this.
Well, I was going to say, yeah, they're in San Francisco. That's the backdrop for this film. Oh, did you want to take it away, Tomas? Oh, we can let Tomas drive the ship. I didn't know that was an option.
Yeah, well, I'll say before that they had the little card about, like, history from the 1500s. There's this artifact that was some falcon, right?
Right. Well, yeah, they talk about it, too, in the movie, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
Yeah. Well, the gist of it was there was the Spanish king, right? He's overlooking Malta, and they're like, for your protection, you got to give us a falcon. What was it, like, every year?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, therefore, the Maltese falcon in this is...
Yeah, covered in gold and jewel encrusted.
That's right. All right.
And then we're in San Francisco.
With our Humphrey Bogart, he's a private detective named Sam Spade. And a woman comes in, the name of Wanderlei. And she's looking for her sister Corinne, who's run away with a man named Floyd. And Floyd won't tell her where the sister, where Corinne is. And then, so she's trying to hire Spade and his partner, Archer, to help her find the sister. And so, they go to the meetup at this hotel. And Archer, Miles Archer, the partner, is shot by a mysterious figure.
Instantly and suddenly.
Yeah.
Like,
it's like, oh, let's help her with the job. Like, next three frames, the dude's dead.
Yeah. Got shot in the pump. As the detective said.
Yeah.
For however many, she paid like...
$200.
$200. Right.
And so then...
Which you have to recall, this is 1941 money.
Right.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So then Spade, he goes to the crime scene. He talks to one of the detectives about it. And then, like, he wasn't robbed or anything. Yeah. So he was definitely shot for trying to follow this Floyd figure.
The Floyd Thursby?
Thursby, sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if you need first and last, there you go.
Floyd.
Yeah. And then Spade goes back to his place, and the cops show up, and they're questioning him about, like, what's going on. Like, what he knows about all this, right?
Yeah.
Because his partner also just got killed. That the Floyd guy, they found him dead as well. And so they quickly figure, oh, these are probably connected. And then Spade refuses to give up his client. And then, the next day we see Archer's wife at the office.
Yeah.
Turns out there's a little bit of fling between her and Spade.
Yeah, they did not share a friendly kiss when she showed up.
Yeah. Apparently she was, they talk about it later in the film, but the wife was trying to separate from Archer.
Yeah.
So, pretty fun. And then his client, the Wonderlei woman, she calls up for a meetup. So they meet up, and it's discovered that her name's actually O'Shaughnessy, and she admits to lying to Spade about, Floyd and the whole situation, right?
Yeah, which is a fun scene because Spade was saying that, oh, me and Archer knew.
Yeah.
That you were lying, you know, but you paid us enough for us not to care.
Yeah, right. Like, you pay too much to be honest, but not enough for us to be worried.
Yeah,
it's pretty funny. And then,
good middle ground right there.
Right. And then O'Shaughnessy reveals that it was Floyd that shot Archer. Because, he was always panicking. And she believed that Floyd's enemies that are also after her killed him. And then Sam takes more money from her to, keep going with the case.
Yeah, extorts her, really.
Yeah. Right? He's like, if you want my help, I'm going to take all your money. Yeah. And then she's like, I need some money. He's like, sell your shit.
Yeah.
And then we are introduced to a Mr. Cairo. And then
Joey.
Oh, a fun little note before Cairo shows up. Spade was real cavalier about his partner's death.
Oh yeah, like he moves on super quick.
Yeah, he's all like, get his name off of my stuff, get all this Archer and Spade stuff off, just put Samuel Spade on everything. So when he goes back to his office, they're already doing that.
Yeah.
The body's not even cold yet.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's just my little
insertion. So this Mr. Cairo, he's looking for a lost statue of a black falcon.
Played by Peter Lorre.
Right. And he's offering Sam $5,000 to find it. And then he holds a gun on Sam, and he wants to search his office. And then Sam kicks the guy's ass.
As you do.
Right. And then he's just like, all right, I'll do this whole job for you, but, the statue's not here. So, you just go. And we'll handle this.
Yeah.
And then the guy pulls the gun on him again, and then he just gives up. He's like, "Sure, whatever. Search my office." So that was pretty fun.
You're out of your falcon mind.
That's right.
Orders are orders.
Oh, and then Sam also takes a $200 retainer, for the job, so that way he has some money because Cairo doesn't have the money on him, but he says he can get him the money.
Yeah.
Right. let me do the search. Okay, and then we see Sam trying to go over to O'Shaughnessy's hotel room, but he's being tailed.
Yeah.
So he does an elaborate turnaround to try to lose the tail. And then he's talking to her about the Cairo situation, and she actually says that she knows who Cairo is. And then
He's the biggest city in Egypt.
That's right. And so then he tells her about the falcon and what she wants to know, what she knows about it, and she's not happy about this whole situation. And then so he needs O'Shaughnessy to give him more information, and then she says, I need to meet with Cairo, I need to see this guy, right? And so then that's what they do next, and they're still being followed by the same person who was following Sam earlier. And they talk all about the falcon. They says that he can get the money for them tomorrow, because they're like, where's the money? And he's like, I don't have it on me, obviously, but I can get it. And then the information is brought out that O'Shaughnessy knows where the Falcon is, but she'd have to go get it, and she's waiting until she feels safe to recover the Falcon.
Yep.
The hot ticket in that Falcon. Yeah.
And then this is the first time they bring up a fat man, because she knows that the fat man was after them, and he's the one that likely killed Floyd. Right. And then there's like a fight breaks out between the three of them just as the cops arrive. And then they're like telling Cairo to cool it, because he, you know, he's trying to big dick energy the whole thing. And then Sam is not having
which is laughable if you see Peter Lorre.
Right. So the cops get involved because when Sam enters, goes to the door, the fight breaks out between Cairo and O'Shaughnessy again. And then they go, and then Cairo's wanting to spill the beans on everybody. And then Sam was like, well, if we're going, you're going. And so then Cairo goes along with the story.
Yeah, the cops story. Show up. They have extra suspicions on Sam because now they know that he's hooking up with Archer's old lady. Right, they got that information from somewhere, so they're pressing him a little harder now. But you know, they hear the kerfuffle because Sam won't let him into the room. They're kind of talking awkwardly in the hall, and you know, he hears them and they run in, and Peter Lorre's head's bloody in their hall. It's a big mess.
Yep. So Cairo leaves, and then the cops leave. And then Sam questions O'Shaughnessy about the Falcon some more.
Yeah, fun little thing in there as well. He's talking. He hands her back her shoe, which matches the square wound on Lori's head. I kind of like that. It's a fun little detail.
That's fun.
Right. So she admits that she helped steal the Falcon in Istanbul, and she was going to steal it for £500. And then Floyd did not give her any of the money for it. And then, Oh, and then, so she doesn't know, like, a lot of details, right? Or that's what she says. And then Sam doesn't believe her. And then he's, like, calling her out for lying. And, of course, she was. And then the guy that's been following them is still hanging out outside. All right. Next day, he's at the hotel trying to talk to Cairo when he sees this man that's been following them, and then he confronts him, and the guy's just like, get away from me. So he goes and he gets the hotel manager to get the guy kicked out of the hotel. There you go. And then Sam talks to Cairo.
Yeah, and Sam, when they meet up, gives him a severe dressing down.
Yeah.
Just runs over this guy.
Pretty bad.
Yeah.
He's very observant.
Yeah.
Very aware of his surroundings.
Right. So, Sam and Cairo are discussing it, and he says that O'Shaughnessy is the only one that knows, where the Falcon is, so, like, you know, don't fuck around, you know, because he keeps trying to, like, do some things.
Yep.
And then, Sam goes back to his office, and, Archer's wife is still calling, and he's just like, I don't want to hear about it. And then there's this guy, Gutman, who called for Sam. And Gutman is the boss of the man who's been following them.
Yeah, the fat man.
Yeah.
Apt name.
That's right. Yes. And so,
we find out.
O'Shaughnessy is waiting for Sam in the office. Right. And she explains that someone ransacked her room. It must have been someone that followed him. And then, so Sam's like, I'm going to get, you know, my secretary to look after you. Just go with her. And everything will be fine. You'll be good. And then Avery's wife comes again, and he's like in the office, and she's the one that sent the cops to them last night. And so she got the cops on them. And then this is where Sam goes to meet Gutman, the fat man. And then sorry guys.
He's a man who likes talking to a man who likes to talk.
Well, I know, but I was just saying, so yeah, but he's going, they're just going to talk more about the Falcon. And then he wants more details from Gutman, like what the Falcon Eve is even about, because Gutman keeps talking about how much money the Falcon's worth, how much if they sell it, it's going to be all this money. And then So it's kind of like weird. So like O'Shaughnessy knows where it is, and then Gutman knows what it is, right? And so they need each other's information. So there you go.
To complete then, the puzzle.
Right. Because like Sam's saying, like, no one really knows anything. And then...
But Mr. Gutman wants the bird.
Right. And then Sam, he's sick of, like, all the games and, you know, him trying to take advantage. And so he threatens him, and then he storms out of the room. And then Sam goes to talk to the DA about all this stuff because the cops keep pestering him. And he's like, look, I'm not telling you guys anything. I didn't do anything wrong. And you guys are focusing on me instead of these murders. Like, what do I have to do? Bring the murderers in for you guys to leave me alone?
Yeah.
And so he's just like pretty much telling the cops all to fuck themselves.
Basically.
Sam tells everybody to go fuck themselves.
It's pretty awesome. So then Gutman, he gets, you know, in touch with Sam again because he's like, all right, you stormed out. Like, let's talk this out. And the henchman's locking him up to the room. And then Sam's able to get his gun off of him.
Oh, so real quick before we get to that scene, let me interject. In that scene where he like loses it, I'm not sure if that was a play or not. Cause like he leaves the room, he walks towards the elevators and he's smiling pretty wide. Mm. But he looks at his hand and his hand's also shaking.
Yeah.
So like, you know, he might be burning off the adrenaline from it or something, but like, the way he's smiling, he's either laughing at himself for losing it, or he's laughing at them for buying it, and I can't tell.
Right.
But, yeah, so, hallway, the guy that's been tailing him with a couple guns is there. Sam does a slick move. He puts his jacket down so he can't get his hands out of his pockets, and he whips the guns out from his coat.
Yeah.
And then he has the sweetest line, in my opinion, of the movie, when he opens up the door and, like, you know, he hands the guns to the fat man, and he's like, oh, you took the guns off of him, or, you know, something or other. And Sam Spade says, a crippled newsie took them off of him. I made him give them back.
Yeah. That was a good line.
Yeah.
Anyway, please continue.
So Gutman and Sam, they talk more about the Falcon. And this is where Gutman tells us things like the Falcon goes back to the Crusades and the Falcon's a tribute to the King of Malta, like the whole Spain thing that we talked about earlier. And it's a golden Falcon with jewels on it. And they were talking about how, although this was made to go to Spain, it never made it, right? It was stolen by pirates.
Yeah.
And then it appeared in several places, including Paris, where it was ended up being painted black. And then it ended up, some Greek guy had it, and then it ended up with some Russian, was he general?
Something like that.
And Gutman found out about the Falcon, and he's been chasing it for like 17 years. And then Gutman, when he found out where it was, he sent people to grab the Falcon for him, but they stole it from him instead of bringing it back. And so he tells Sam, he's like, I'll give you $25,000 now, and $25,000 after you give me the Falcon, plus I'll give you a percentage off of whatever it is once we sell it, right? So he's like, you get a piece of the profits. So he's like, so if it's like $1 million, you get like minimum like $250,000 for helping me get the Falcon back. So that tells you like how much the Falcon's probably really worth, right? And so it's just like, that is a lot of money flying
almost
around.
Sounds too good to be true.
Yeah. Right. A Falcon bunch.
Right. <Yes. laughs> All right. But before they can go through with the deal, it turns out that Sam's been drugged. So they were just throwing out money to distract him, you know. And then Sam, he wakes up alone in the hotel room.
Yeah, which is a new experience for him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Seems like it.
And he calls O'Shaughnessy with the secretary, but she isn't there. She never showed up, and like the secretary doesn't really know what's happening. And then Sam, he's searching around the hotel room for clues. He finds a newspaper that's talking about a ship that is coming into port at a certain time.
Yeah, what's the name of the ship, Tomas? Spanish for pigeon?
Paloma. Yeah.
There you go. La Paloma.
There you go. So Sam, he goes down to the docks, and the ship is on fire. But he finds out that everybody got off the ship. So
that's good.
Right. And then we get Sam back at his office. You know, the secretary's helping him, like, clean some of his wounds from when he got, you know, drugged and stuff. And so then a man comes in with the Falcon. And, like, he literally walks in, says Falcon, right, and drops it. And then he goes, sits on a bench, and, like, he dies. He's all shot up.
Like, literally, yeah.
Yeah. And then he's like, what the hell is this? And then O'Shaughnessy, she calls on the phone in a panic. And she's obviously in trouble. She gives, like, an address to where they can go, go find her. And then we find out the dead guy is an associate of O'Shaughnessy. It's a Captain Jacko, right? Yako? What was it? Something like that. It's a captain. Whatever.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Right. He's like the master of the ship. And then...
And so, commander.
Sure.
Ooh.
And so then Sam, he takes the Falcon to post office, and he puts it like in a P.O. box, and then he writes down what box number it is, puts it in an envelope, and then puts it somewhere for later.
Good idea.
Right. And then he goes to find O'Shaughnessy. Then the address isn't good. And then he's back at, I think, his apartment. And then O'Shaughnessy meets him. And then they get into the room. And then they don't check their corners. And such.
No.
And the henchman's there. Gutman's there. And Cairo's there. And they're all waiting for them. And then... he gives Sam $10,000, which is, you know, a low
cash.
Ball. Yeah, it's a low ball offer. And then then they have, like, a fun scene where they're like, all right, we're all here. You know, you're going to get the Falcon. Sure. But someone's got to take for the fall for all these bodies.
Yeah, there's, you know, too many bodies to just get away clean.
And so Sam instantly wants to, like, give up the henchman. Because like, he did really kill Floyd. Like,
henchman's name is Wilmer.
Right.
Yep.
And then, you know, Gutman, he doesn't believe Sam, right? And he's just like, we don't have to, like, give up anybody. Like, you know, like, it's all fine. He's like, Wilmer's like a son to me. Like, you know, I could never do this, right? And then, you know, Sam tries to bring up the point. He's like, you know, if we give up one person and, you know, we convince the DA, like, they're the only one that did it, like, they're not going to come after any of us, right? And so, like, we'll all be good. And then, then they get, like, in a little bit of a scrape with the henchmen. And then, so Sam then shifts to Cairo. And he's like, well, why don't we give him up, right?
Why not?
Turnabout's fair play.
Right. And then they're not kind of budget on this. And then Sam says that having a fall guy in place is part of the price of the Falcon. Like, I'm not going to give you the Falcon until we figure this out. Like, we better have someone in mind, right? And then Cairo speaks in the ear to Gutman. And then it is determined that they're going to give up Wilmer.
Wilmer had it coming.
And then Sam brings up a good point because, you know, they're like, oh, why don't we just kill you? He's like, if you kill me, you don't get the Falcon. He's like, so, like, I have to be alive, you know?
Yeah.
So he's, like, playing the only card he's got, right? they're talking about the Falcon after the Wilmer thing's discussed. And he says, I can get the Falcon to you in the morning. He's like, I'm not going to go get it. Like, we're all just going to stay here. But I will get someone to bring the Falcon to us. And then, so Sam naturally is like, I want to know, like, the whole story. Like, what's really going on here, right? And so then we find out that Gutman killed Floyd to get to O'Shaughnessy, to get her to give up the Falcon. And then they killed the captain because of O'Shaughnessy, like, the Cairo. He went to Gutman with the whole Falcon plan, the whole thing that they were scheming before. And then he gave up the captain because he figured that that was O'Shaughnessy's contact that would have the Falcon. And so they go to O'Shaughnessy, and then, you know, they put the screws to her, but she's able to slip away. But, you know, they do find out the captain, and they keep being, like, a step behind the Falcon because they go to the ship, and they had gotten away. Then they go to O'Shaughnessy's room, and then O'Shaughnessy's at the front door. Captain slips out the back down the fire escape, and Wilmer's waiting, shoots him. But the captain's still able to get away. And then they get O'Shaughnessy to call Sam because they're trying to get Sam out of the office so they can go before, you know, the Falcon gets there. But they miss it again at that point.
Yeah, everybody got that?
Right.
A lot of ins and outs.
Right. I tried to explain it good.
No, you're doing your best, man. It's a very, very complicated tale.
Right. I got ahead of my notes even. I just remembered that. See? I know some things.
Doing great.
Yeah. Oh, and then, okay, so after they get to that, they're getting O'Shaughnessy to make them coffee. And then Gutman wants the envelope back. And then
the $10,000.
Right. And then he's like, hey, there's some bills missing, right? And then Sam's like, yeah, but we saw you palm. Right?
Yeah.
And so he doesn't trust him at all. So that was fun.
No honor among thieves.
That's right. And then Sam's saying that, like, he wants more than 10,000, right? He wants at least 15,000, right? And then Gutman says that's all he can come up with. And then, you know, he keeps trying to, like, throw O'Shaughnessy under the bus, going, like, hey, man, like, you can't trust her at all.
Yeah.
You know? And then this is the point where Sam phones the secretary to bring the Falcon to the room. And they're all just kind of waiting there for a while. And then finally there's the buzz at the door, and we get the Falcon.
Yeah.
There we go.
They open up the bundle, and they get to the Falcon. Gutman pulls out a knife, and he starts scraping at the
statue. Scraping the outer lacquer.
Yeah. And then it turns out it's a fake Falcon.
It's just lead.
Yep. They stole the wrong bird.
And now they have lead poisoning, but it's 1941, and they don't know.
Yeah.
They don't.
Because they were surmising that the Russian must have found out that it was worth something, and so that way, like, he must have...
Yeah, he must have duped it.
Yeah.
That's what... that was Peter Lorre's conjecture.
Yeah. And so Gutman and Cairo decide that they're going to keep pursuing the real Falcon, and then they notice that the henchman had at some point slipped away into the night. And then...
smart henchman.
Yeah, exactly.
Got when the getting was good.
And then... Gutman wants his money back because he's like, hey, we all got screwed. Like, I'm not going to be the only one paying up. And then Sam gives him back except for something for expenditures, right? He's like, hey, this is for all the work I did.
Yeah.
Which is fair.
Yeah, then Gutman doesn't begrudge him it.
Like
time and labor or whatever.
So then Gutman and Cairo, they leave, and they leave the Falcon. And then Sam, he calls the cops, and he tells them everything. He gives up the henchmen, Gutman and Cairo, telling them where they're all going.
Hey, they're heading to Istanbul. They're at this hotel. Get them before they're gone.
Yeah. And then he decides he's going to talk to O'Shaughnessy. And he's like, I want the real story of what happened, right?
Yeah.
And then it's discovered that O'Shaughnessy is the one that shot Archer. Because she was, you know, she's trying to set up Floyd. And then, you know... She was and so Sam's like mad because he's like, oh, so once Floyd flew through, you started using me to try to protect you, right? And then he is not going for it, man. And he's like, I'm gonna like give you up to the cops. He's like, I may not have cared for my partner. He's like, but he's still my partner.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be a sap for you.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's a pretty decent monologue that caps off the film.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, maybe I love you, maybe I don't, but, like, you know, what you did was wrong, you're going to jail.
Yeah, he's not eating up her bullshit, man.
Yeah.
It's really cool. And then, the cops come, he gives up O'Shaughnessy, and they walk out, and he's carrying the Falcon.
Yeah, and then we have the line where one of the cops picks up the Falcon.
Mm-hmm.
He's all like, what is this? And then, you know, Humphrey Bogart walks over, he's like, what dreams are made of?
Yeah. Yep. And then that would be credits.
Yeah.
The end.
That's the end, right? There's that shot of the elevator bars going on O'Shaughnessy.
Yeah.
As she's getting taken away by the police.
Yeah.
Symbol.
And until the second elevator door closes and she's just removed from view entirely, symbolically leaving his life in his mind.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Dang. I woke up.
Yeah. I really love this movie. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I'd never seen it before. I wish I could see it in a more conscious state.
Well, we got it on disc if you want to watch it.
So. I think it'll be good for a second watch because there's a lot going on.
Yeah, a lot of moving
pieces. Yeah, I think second time through it'll be a little smoother. I was reading while this was running because... I noticed that Sam's babe was a bit cocky, you know? He's kind of just throwing it around.
Right.
And what I was reading is that the writer was saying that he took every actual detective that he knew and, like, wrote what they wish they were at their cockiest moments. And I was like, okay, that's fair. And then through that lens, the character became a little more palatable for me.
Knowing that.
Yeah. Because, you know, it's 1941, it's a very man's man of a film, you know.
Yeah. I dig it, man. We should start dressing like that for sure.
I don't think I could pull it off.
I really do want to bring back suits, though, man. Wouldn't that be dope?
Yeah, definitely.
I'd look more like the fat man.
Yeah, I'm not in the best shape either currently.
Yeah. Well, you handled that situation well. Like that would be me, and I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I'm just saying, man, you dress like that, you're ready. The ladies will just, you know, they'll pop out of nowhere. You know?
Well, I do have one or two fedoras floating around.
Just saying, man. I'm in. What do you think, Tomas? I'm in too. Could totally pull it off.
Oh, yeah.
I already have a suit. I don't even know.
I do have a suit, yeah.
Tomas needs a zoot suit.
Yeah.
I know a guy.
We should all get zoot suits.
I don't think I could pull off a zoot suit.
My grandfather used to have one.
See, there you go. And then we gotta get switchblades. Yeah. But, I mean, they're, you know, not exactly legal. So, maybe not.
I may or may not have a blade that switches in my possession.
I don't know. I got a little tiny knife that I use for hiking.
No comment.
We have all kinds of critters. That thing's pussy. That thing ain't doing nothing. Just gonna make me feel a lot better. Yeah. Anyway, so back to Maltese Falcon. Tomas, what did you think about the movie? Did you like it?
Yeah, I did. Did you get lost too? I'm glad to be, but I think it's because I was trying to unravel details. I think a second watch, I'd probably get along more with it. I'd like to watch it a second time, now knowing how it resolves and getting more details.
You think you got lost because you're tired or because it's just complicated? Because I think it's somewhere
probably. I wasn't super tired. But...
Oh, okay. So you're like, no, this movie's just fucking confusing.
A little confusing, yeah.
All right.
Lots of moving parts, lots of people talking very quickly in that noir style where they're just like, yeah.
Right.
They had a lot of fun saying
I was born not yesterday, but early. Right. You got me on the hind leg here. What are you birds coming around here for? You know, like, you gotta know what's up.
I like some of their sayings, though.
Yeah, it's fun.
I wrote a couple,
slip into your vocabulary. Watch your coworkers' faces twist in confusion.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Right.
Yeah, that's yeah. Every now and then I'll say something and they're like, what the hell does that mean? I'm like, oh.
I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I thought it was like worth watching. Like, I thought it'd be like something different, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't want to keep doing the same. I mean, I'm cool with doing the same types of movies, but I mean, I know it gets boring. So I figured let's do something a little different, right?
Yeah.
Crime thriller seems pretty good spot. And then, like, I'm a huge Humphrey Bogart fan. Oh, I haven't seen a lot of movies, honestly. Like, I've seen Casablanca and Sabrina, right? Yeah. And then I know I've seen, like, a couple more, but...
To Have and Have Not is one of my favorite Humphrey Bogart movies. That one was pretty good. I just saw The Big Sleep last week. I was not sleepy through that one.
Right, you made it through that one.
Yeah, well, I made it through this one, too.
No, yeah.
Unfortunately,
I just had to deal with me.
Big Sleep was pretty good. I liked it. But, to Have and Have Not, that's a good one. It kind of follows the whole Casablanca model. The plot's very similar. But
Which one's better?
That's a tough one for me.
I love Casablanca. I get to see it in theaters. They're doing their re-releasing.
Oh, that's right.
So that's one of my favorites. So I'm very excited.
Yeah. Well, one thing I like about older movies is they're a little more simple as far as following it, not just kind of compared to movies now.
Yeah. I will say, though, there is, like, I've yet to see an old movie where someone punching someone else isn't laughably comical. It's always, like, over the top and staged and exaggerated and really, like, janky.
Seeing people get slapped is always really funny.
Though. Yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Yo, that was the other line that we glossed over when O'Shaughnessy, or whatever the name is.
O'Shaughnessy?
O'Shaughnessy and Peter Lorre was fighting. She slapped him, and then he was going to wind back to punch him, and Sam got in the way. He's like, oh, you don't do that. And he's like, oh, you hit me first. And Sam's like... you'll get slapped and you'll like it.
And he, like, slaps him, like, three times. Yeah.
Big fan of that. That's pretty fun.
I was, too.
So, Tomas is at a B.
Yeah.
All right, Dutch, where are you at?
Yeah, I go B+. I liked it.
Nice.
I wasn't quite in the right headspace for it tonight, I don't think, but it's a very influential film.
Yeah, trying to find the right movies sometimes.
It's... Well, it's kind of like, I have this problem with some movies. It's like, the core idea is there.
Yeah.
And it's like one of the earliest versions of that core idea.
Right.
And I've seen it done so many times and so many different takes by so many good writers, like, later, that this one seems like really flat in comparison to all that have come after. And it's not its fault, because it was the first one. You know, it laid the foundation
right.
for everything to come after. So, like, I can't knock off points, but it's like I've seen that story done so many times with so many different angles.
Yeah.
That it's hard for me to, like, 100% be like, yeah, woohoo, you know, like.
Yeah, I agree with that.
But that's only a problem if you're watching as much media as we consume. Right. Where, you know, so if you're consuming a healthy amount of media, that's not going to be a problem for you.
Right. Yeah. Good point.
Mr. Zach.
I'd probably go A.
Yeah.
Like, I liked it a lot. I don't think it's, like, a world beater. But it is great. Like, it's enjoyable. But they bring up the point, too, of, like, you got to pay attention. You know, it's a little, like, convoluted and a lot of moving parts, right? It's like watching the shell game. Where's the P? I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I do appreciate, one, that it doesn't spoon feed you.
Yeah.
And that, two, it gives you clues that you don't have context for.
Uh-huh.
It's like, oh, here's this piece of information. It's like, okay, great. What does that mean? Like, you know, like, out of nowhere, the door opens and there's a dude there and he collapses with the Falcon. It's like, okay, what? It's like, you know, you don't have all the information. You don't know that, you know, the girl is colluding with the captain of the ship, or, you know, any of that stuff, or that he was the captain, or why he's dead, or why he has it. So you kind of have to pay attention, and you kind of have to sort the plot out, which is a good thing.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's the thing, yeah. But if you're going to watch it, you got to you got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Because I like movies like that, though, right? Where it's just like, you know, because there's certain movies, like, you put on and you're like, all right, I don't really have to. I can just do something while I'm doing this. But like this, like, if you want to know what's happening, you have to actually watch it.
Yeah.
But yeah, a lot of fun. I think it was worth doing.
I'd like to give it a second watch some of these days.
Hey, man, we got it on disc. Anytime you want to watch it.
Pod People Video Archive.
Well, it's actually in Zach's collection.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I can get us a copy.
All right.
That's my goal eventually, is I want to get every movie we've done.
Yeah.
So, all right. I think we're just meandering now. Yep. We'll talk to you guys later. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you real soon. Yeah.
Hey, Zach, you're back hurt?
A little bit.
Yeah, from carrying this podcast?
I thought my knees were in pain because I was blue.
Oh. Thanks for being here for the midnight edition. For the nighttime edition.
We'll check
Good
you
night,
later.
Everybody.
Bye.
This is Samuel Spade.
Now, what can I do for you, Mr. Cairo?
I'm trying to recover ornament that, shall we say, has been mislaid.
You're not hiring me to do any murders or burglaries, but simply to get it back.
There's a girl wants to see you. Mr. Spade told me about your offer for the Falcon.
After what happened to Floyd, I'm afraid to touch it except to turn it over to somebody else.
What exactly did happen to Floyd?
Have you any conception how much money can be got for that blackbird?
I know the value in human life you people put on it. Hey, what's this bird, this Falcon that everybody's all steamed up about?
She didn't tell you what it did?
You saw Joe this morning?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I've got to keep in touch with all the loose ends of this dizzy affair, if I'm ever going to make heads or tails of it.
Be careful.
If I do this and get away with it, you'll have something on me that you can use whenever you want to.
When you deliver the Falcon to me,
what would you see to a quarter of a million?
You aren't trying to strong on me, are you, Tom?
It would pay you to play along with us a little, Spade. You got away with this and you got away with that, but you can't keep it up forever.
The only chance I've got of catching them and tying them up and bringing them in is by staying as far away as possible from you and the police, because you'd only gum up the works. You getting this all right, son, or am I going too fast for you?
You may have the Falcon,
but we certainly have you.
He tried to attack me.
You filthy liar!
Police will be here any minute. Now talk.
Oh, why do you accuse us?
It's time for that schoolgirl act. We're both of us sitting under the gallows.
What is it?
The stuff that dreams are made of.